schedule, or he doesn't have a program, so to speak. I pray, God, we receive in the name of Jesus, because this morning I just want to talk from the book of Acts, the 16th chapter. And did anyone wake up this morning with a song in their spirit, in their heart this morning? I woke up this morning, was in my spirit. All your promises are yes and amen. All your promises are yes and amen. You know, every time I wake up, it's different mornings, not every morning, but a song is in my spirit. So I'm saying, Lord, help me to believe. And that song was in my spirit. All your promises are yes and amen. Anyone that's woke up with a song in their heart this morning? What was your song this morning? Your song might not be my song. Anybody, your song may not be my song. Your story is not my story, but amen. We all got a song to sing. Glory to God. All your promises are yes and amen. Father, we give you thanks and give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Oh God, I must decrease that you may increase, Lord. Use me for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And we thank God for Pastor Rocky. He's not standing here, but he's right there. As people would say, the man upstairs. He's upstairs with the children. We call him Jesus, the king of. We don't say the man upstairs. I'm just saying Rocky's upstairs, okay? So y'all don't get it twisted now. But he is upstairs. I just thought I would throw that in. He's upstairs today. Amen. Because we know who's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Starting at the 16th verse, and says, now it happened as we went to prayer. Interesting. We're talking about prayer this morning. That a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her spirit, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. The girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation. How many know the devil don't like that? How many know the devil? And people, she thinks she would be used by God. You know, these are the men of the Most High God to tell us the way to salvation. The world don't like that today, because we say Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the only way. All people, I'm going to tell you, if you start that conversation, you're in for it. You better be ready to tell them Jesus lives. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. You got to know it. You don't have to go on a debate. Well, how do you know he lives within my heart? He's my personal. I received him as my Savior and Lord. And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that very hour. Saints of God, we have the power, resurrection power on the inside of us in the name of Jesus. This is our authority in the name of Jesus. We don't have to walk around in fear, because everything you see on the news today, they talk about, oh, it's mental illness. How in the world you can plan, go on the internet, write out something, and go do a mass killing? But that's mental health issue. And you see the person on the news, after the devil finished using them, they're just calm. I'm telling you, it's demonic. It is not just mental health. In the name of Jesus, we have the power now. We need to deflect some of this mess. We need to interrupt some of this mess. Paul got vexed in his spirit. He was annoyed after this girl, after many days of her saying that. Have you ever seen someone just speaking, talking out loud, saying crazy things? It's not just a mental health issue. It's because we need to take authority in the name of Jesus. We need to rise up in Jesus' name. Saints of God, we are not afraid. We're not just a traditional sitting church. We should be a Bible-believing church. In the name of Jesus, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's healing, deliverance in the name of Jesus. Jesus. But you ever see, y'all seen it on the news, where they sit back and the person come out, the devil have used them. Just like he was using this girl here. But Paul was annoyed. You might have something going on in your household and you might be annoyed, but in the name of Jesus, I take authority over it in my house, over my children, over my family. Lord, we're going out to the mall this today, but we take authority in the name of Jesus. We loose the angels to go before us. We got to interrupt some of this mess the devil got playing. In the name of Jesus. We just don't have to sit back and watch the news and get in fear. Talking about the news, and we're not talking about how great is our God. We sing about how great is our God, but how great is he? When we sit and listen to the news and we let that problem be greater than our God. Saints of God, we got the power, we got the authority, that resurrection power on the inside. Glory to the Lamb of God. That's why it's so important to believe this thing. No longer can we just come and sit and hear and go, because we do it traditionally, coming in, week out. I'm not saying here, but it's all over. People look at churches just, I go do my churchly duty, and I'm going home. Saints of God, it's time for us to rise up in the power of God. Show us your glory. When we believe and trust him, speak his word, call on him, he gonna show us his glory. I believe that. We're not just to be kicked around and looked around and waiting on somebody to fix the problem. They can't fix it. Only Jesus can do it. We got the power, resurrection power on the inside to do it. We got to believe. Glory to God. Say that very hour he came out. We don't have to fear, for great is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Saints, God has not given us that spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind, a disciplined mind. But he said, if you keep your mind stayed on thee, I'll keep you in perfect peace. Now, we can't just keep our mind over here and there and think we can do what Paul did. People say, oh, that's for the yesteryears. Don't tell me that lie. The devil is a lie. There's power in the name of Jesus. We serve a risen Savior, Almighty God. You can be strapped and armed, but that fear can overtake you. But God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. We better trust in the name of the Lord. Call on the name of the Lord. Believe on the name of the Lord. That devil gonna flee in the name of Jesus. It's time to stop playing. We got to stop and start speaking the name of Jesus. Kids are trying this and trying that, and my heart breaks for people's children. They're experimenting with drugs. And it only take a little bit of something to take them out and kill them. And what do we say? Don't do this, don't do that. But you got to tell them what the drug will do to them, what sin will do to them. Satan come to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's what's happening. Do something that's supposed to look good or make you feel good or taste good. The devil is a liar. And the blood of Jesus against him. That stuff is so powerful that if that person has taken that drug, you go next to him, you can't stand it. You have to get some Narcan. Did I say that right? That mess is so powerful, I'm telling you. But in the name of Jesus, Lord, my child is going out to that party. My child is going out of town, wherever they're going. But I plead the blood of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you protection and conviction in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. We got the power to speak it. Don't sit back and worry. Because the devil just pulling on them. And they're at that age group. Got nieces and nephews. And even some older folks, the devil pulling at them with the drugs. But the devil is a liar. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger than any other. Since we sing it, we got to believe this thing now. Get a holy anger, a righteous indignation. Hallelujah. I didn't mean to go there, but anyway, let me get through this reading. Hallelujah. But when her masters saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. And they brought them to the magistrates and said, these men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city, and they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe. You know, a lot of people said, no, that we don't believe that no more. But there's power in the name of Jesus. Don't let anybody tell us there's no power in the name of Jesus. I don't believe that. That went out with the apostles and all of this and that. Oh, God, no. Fill us again with your love, oh God. Fill us again with your power. He said his love endured to all generations. Glory to God. We got the power to speak that down in the generations. I don't care what that child is doing, what it may look like, but we got to see the end product in the name of Jesus, salvation and deliverance. And after they had dragged them into the marketplace, and verse 20, and they brought them to the magistrate and said, let me go down 22. I've lost my place. Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them in the prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in stocks. Saints of God, title of this message this morning, God wants to shake some things loose. God wants to shake some things loose, but he wants to use us. Paul and Silas were beaten, stripped off of their clothes, but they didn't. Let me go there and finish reading. Lose their garment of praise. But at the midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone chained were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called up with a loud voice, saying, do yourself no harm, for we are all here. Do yourself no harm, we are all here. They stripped off Paul and Silas' clothes, but they didn't strip off the garment of praise. The Bible tells us to take off that spirit of heaviness and put on the garment of praise. We're going through things in life that may feel like they're stripped off our praise, but saints of God, the devil is a liar. Put on that garment of praise in that midnight hour. They said Paul and Silas, they were praying and they were singing. So much so that God heard it, and an earthquake came, shaking in. Say to God, we got to shake some things loose in our lives and somebody else's life. People are listening to us on our jobs, in our going, in our comings, at Walmart, at Target. I don't want to leave anybody out. Ollie's, whatever you do, stores are now. But in our going and coming, say to God, we have to be ready and have an ear to hear, ready to speak a word in due season. I'm telling you, young people, oh my God, man. I've just been going to store. Just now I have more time not working. I'm listening to people talk, the young people talk. They say, girl said at 18, she didn't even really know if she wanted to live or not. I'm like, what? The devil is a liar. I'm 29, I'm still trying to figure it out. The devil is putting all these things out there now that seem like they want to talk about the energy. What about the energy when you get to praying and singing praise and hymns unto God? Feel that energy, the spirit of the living God, the vibes, and all this kind of stuff going on now that Christians are dabbling into. Because you want to light your incense up now and go over there and do your yoga. There ain't nothing wrong with doing yoga. But don't get all into this mess with it and trip your mind up. Then we're getting over here in this illusion mess. It's a spirit of illusion in the land. Saints of God had come to steal, kill, and deceive you. The deceiver is Satan. But he'll have you pointing at each other. We got to hold up the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ. And I read Matthew 18 and 20 where it says, where two or three are gathered in my name. People are gathering, but they're not in Jesus' name. We have a lot of gatherings going on, but it's not in Jesus' name. Beware of some versions where they want to tell you just we gather together and leave out the name of Jesus. Jesus said they gathered in my name. We got to beware of that. We cannot let someone deflect us from Jesus on our lips. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance and healing. That when Paul and Silas were whipped and beaten and thrown into jails, they had plenty of time to murmur, plenty of time to complain. But the Bible says they were praying and complaining. No. Praying and whining. They were praying and, oh, it's me. No, I said they were praying and singing hymns. They weren't just praying, they were praying and singing. And I'm quite sure they felt some kind of way in their bodies, but in that midnight hour, when they know who they believe in, because they were going to prayer. See, they were already in prayer. Now, see, if you run up on a situation, you haven't been praying, you haven't been singing the hymns, it may be a little tough for you. But we have a problem, and the church have to fix this problem. Because Jesus is coming again. We're not going out weak. We're going out in power in the name of Jesus, in the spirit of the living God. Church, God has not, he's not given us that spirit of fear that we sit back and things are looking so bad. Yes, things are going to get bad, worse. We are in perilous times, terrible times. Let not your heart be troubled because we believe in Jesus. We have a Savior who's the author and the finisher of our faith. I'm so glad he just, no respect of person. He just respect our faith. Because he was respect of person. Oh, my God, it would never trickle down here. All the big shots, so-called big wigs we have. But he's no respect of person. He respects our faith. And as long as we continue to believe and trust in God, trust in his word, because the time has come, saints, that we're going to have to walk in this thing in power, walking in love. But we're not afraid. We can't faint now. Because in that name, it said God inhabited the praises of his people. So when we sing in praises, God comes into the presence. When we sing and pray, just like when we come in the morning, it's just not for show. We need to come in with a mindset that where two or three are gathered in his name, God's going to be in the midst. He's here. We need to be in the mindset that he lives in the presence and the praises of his people. We just can't keep coming just willy-nilly. We got to come in believing and trusting. That when the time comes for the praise and worship service, that we're coming in with a purpose. Not just coming in to sing a few songs and sit down and no, we don't do that here. I know some organized religion, they do that kind of stuff, but up and down, no, we don't do that here. We sing unto the glory of God. And if you know Jesus for yourself, time is coming now that the blood of Jesus has to be over our household, has to be over the schoolhouse, the children, over the children's mind. See, the praise will discourage the enemy, will scatter the enemy. Let them put them on the school bus, take them to school, but praying over them. We got the authority and the power in Jesus' name. It's not sitting back dictated by the world. And things are getting so bad and this and so that. When is the church going to wake up in power? Stop talking this mess. It's coming from the news and all this kind of mess. When are we going to wake up in power and speak what the word said about it? Speak to this illness. Speak to this sickness. Speak to this mess, this sin. That in Jesus' name, we got the victory. I've heard too many testimonies of grandmothers just leaning and depending on the name of Jesus, watching over their grandchildren. Oh, yeah, they still your children. Well, they might not be, but they're still your children. Thank God for you all have the grandchildren. You're bringing them to church. You're nurturing them. Well, you say, well, you know, my kids used to come, but now they don't. Still, they're your children. And you got the authority to pray. Satan, you can't have them. They might you. They will be saved, set free, and delivered. I don't care. They might be weighing and straying a little bit now, but that's all right. Keep on believing. Keep on calling on the name of Jesus. They might be in their 30s or 40s or 50s or 60s. If you got some children that old and they're not trusting God, still call on the name of Jesus. It's something about a mother and a father when they come in calling on the name of Jesus, crying out to you, Lord. He hears our cry. He knows us because we're his children. But we can't sit back any longer and be dictated to from the world how we're supposed to act, how we're supposed to live. We need to live and trust in the word of God and walk in love and walk in faith and in victory. Paul and Silas at that midnight hour, when they prayed and sung hymns, and the prisoners, they said the prisoners were listening. Saints of God, people are listening to us. Whether we're praying or singing or just talking, people are listening to us. We have an encouraging word on the inside of us. Let's give it to somebody. You're coming through the line and the little child, she's at the cash register. They don't know what they're doing and they don't really have a support system, but they got to support themselves. They got to work. Speak a word in due season. Let God lead you and their whole countenance changes. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I needed that. The devil is playing in their minds. Oh, my God, I had no idea until I just started listening and talking more. The devil is a liar. I see you doing something else in life. I don't see you going down that road. I was working. A little fellow told me, said, yeah, I'll take your truck. I said, well, I don't see you taking that because you don't want that time that's going to come with that. And he tried to show off in front of a lot of other guys who were out there. And I got to talking to him and brought him right on down. The other guys were listening. I said, no, I see you being an engineer, doctor, lawyer somewhere. I said, I don't see you taking that time for taking this truck. Because they got sensors in this thing. They got trackers. You won't get away. And I'm not going to fight you for it. Only thing, you're going to get my wallet. I can tell you that. But in the name of Jesus. No, joking. I'm just saying there. The enemy comes, you call on the name of Jesus and plead the blood. Those are weapons. Those are weapons. The blood of Jesus. And the devil got to tremble. The devil got to flee. We got to believe this thing, saints of God. We sing the songs that in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. The blood of Jesus. Power in the blood. Since we're not afraid, we can't keep walking in fear, doubt, and unbelief. What's the use that you keep coming back to the church house? What's the use that we listen to, if we're gonna hear one thing and then go out and do another thing? Because we listen, we do it like the world. When we need to show the world that there's power in the name of Jesus. We don't have to beat them over the head, but it's going to be coming in demonstration now. Like that girl with that spirit of divination. And Paul told him to come out in the name of Jesus. Saints of God, we have the power and authority because we are his people. Now we have to believe that. But we have to keep our prayer life in going. They said they were going into prayer. The prisoners were listening to them. And the earthquake came and that shook the foundation. In verse 29, then he called for a light, ran in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Because of their praying and singing in their midnight hour, other people were set free and somebody got saved. God wants to shake some things loose, but he wants to use us. God wants to shake some people loose, but he wants to use us. We sing Break Every Chain, but we have a word in our mouth to deliver someone in the name of Jesus. We have a song in our spirit in the name of Jesus. It's not just about a feeling anymore, about the vibes and the energy. No, we need to feel the energy of the presence of God. That's the energy that Christians should feel. As followers of Christ, we need to feel the power of God. The time is now, saints of God. We don't have to look a certain way, build a certain, no. We're just followers of Christ. And they're going to know us because we love one another, the love for one another. The love for one another. Not letting mess divide us. Not letting mess speak another thing and we believe in that mess. Where the enemy is just wreaking havoc. And we sitting back saying, well, this, well, that. No. We need the power of God working through us. That's flowing from his throne and unto his own and through us to someone else. The power in the name of Jesus. Power in praying. Power in singing. And those two things that activate, that will activate God shaking things loose is praying and singing. Simple. It seems simple. But if you don't so-called feel like it, or you know, you might have a bad day or rough night at work, you might not feel like praying and singing. But those two things will activate God moving in our lives or someone else's life. God wants to shake that situation loose, something at work you're dealing with. I'll tell you, I've had many times I had to speak the scriptures, and Lord, you go before me, Lord God, to keep my emotions under and let him work and not me going in my own strength. Because you're dealing with different people, you know. Some people respect your faith, some don't. And now they really don't disrespect it. You used to get off of funerals and different things, or you say, hey, you know what, I want this Friday off, you know, Good Friday. Oh, they don't. Well, you know, you know, special person. I said, well, but if I was Muslim, you wouldn't say that. And then they look funny. See? But why I got to go, I'm not trying to make a big, all I ask is to say, hey, you know, I want to observe this day. And go, you get all this pushback. Why is there so much animosity against Jesus? Huh? What's wrong with Jesus? He's all right. What's the matter with Jesus, saints? He's all right. I don't understand this thing. They got it twisted, and they think we got it twisted. We're weak-minded. We don't know because we're followers of Christ. God wants to shake some things loose, but that praying and singing, keeping ourselves in the right spirit. Because when we get off, you know, God can't move in our lives when we get off. You know, when we get all in ourselves, we get in our own way, you know. And we all got our own moves, don't get me wrong, but we got to get back in line. We got to walk in love and faith. Because that jailer tore off their clothes. The magistrate, they tore off their clothes and beat them. But they didn't take off the garment of praise. Saints of God, we cannot let the situations in our lives or what you heard or what may even the children going through strip your garment of praise. Because they're not looking like and not living like the way you want them to be right now. God, I still lift them up to you. God, I still sing praises unto you. That they will be saved. They will be delivered. They will be set free. God gonna shake some things loose. That husband and that wife, God's gonna shake some things loose. But we got to believe. We have to believe, saints of God, and trust him. We can't keep speaking the problem, praying one way, but we speaking the problem. The Bible says they were praying and singing. Because I've been there, I prayed, and then I talked about the problem. Anybody but me, have you prayed and talked about the problem even more? Prayed and then murmur, complain. Oh God. Pray and very soon you walk out of your prayer. Wait a minute. Lord, this is not right. Forgive me, Father. Soon you walk out, just had a good prayer, but then you walk out and soon you meet somebody, you see somebody, then all of a sudden, if you don't watch it, they'll throw you into complaining and murmuring too now. So we're gonna have to guard our hearts. That's another thing. We're gonna have to guard our hearts. We're gonna have to control the conversation, in other words. Because people coming to you with all this mess, I don't want to hear. I don't want to get in no debate. I don't want that. Preach Jesus and him crucified. That's the way to do it. So we won't have to get in no arguments or your political persuasion or my political. No, lift up Jesus. I don't want to hear none of that stuff. Talk about Jesus. Because saints of God has got the church all twisted, all in shambles, and no power of God working. We're getting good messages. We're getting good singing and everything, but we're seeing it. Wait a minute. You can turn the TV, you can see us see churches. We're going as church as usual. But where's the power of God? Where we have people committing suicide over and over. And to listen to some of these so-called movie stars or these people who are famous, the children taking their lives. And to listen to them cry and like just hopelessness. It's unreal. I mean, it's just, I'm like, oh my God. I couldn't imagine that Satan has got in their mind and tripped their mind up and oppressed their mind so much that they want to go to that point. But the devil is a liar, saints of God. If you have pictures of your children, grandchildren, your family, lay that hand on them and start to begin to pray. God, I believe you gave us this family. Father, I thank you for blessing this family, keeping this family, delivering this family, healing this family. In Jesus' name. Saints of God, this thing is real. We say we got gun violence. That's the devil. Nonsense. The devil is a liar. What's the difference? When I was growing up, 12 years old, you learned to shoot a shotgun, and sometimes the guns were loaded in the corner because we were hunting. We didn't take no guns out and go shoot up nobody. Daddy drove that devil out of you. Wait a minute, that's child abuse today. Not at 12 years old in my daddy's house, mama house, no. Oh, that's child abuse today. Drove the devil out of you, touch that gun. Huh? And go down there discharging in the city limits. My brother got a terrible whipping behind that thing. Caught it right there in the woods behind that. But don't you know I can lose my house? And went to work on him, and he didn't try to kill my dad either. Glory to God. The devil is a liar. He took authority, didn't he? And one, I don't think it was all in Jesus' name, but he put some on him that day. I didn't want to go down there and take a look at it. I said, no, better you than me, brother. Because I told you to leave it alone unless daddy tell you. You know? But it's nonsense. You know? People teasing you on the school bus. I didn't go home, grab no gun, and shoot the school bus. The devil is a liar. Too much mess in the household. Possessing their minds. All this social media mess possessing the mind. And we allow this stuff to go on in your house? I've heard some people say they take the, they got privacy. That's it. No, some people have taken the doors off the children's bedroom because this is my house. We live here. You, when you start paying the bills and do it, but all that's child abuse. Now, you mean, and all these other little things, you know, you're going to make them, if you correct them, you're going to make them be mean, them have a problem. Then you got to go see Dr. Phil. What? Oh, my God. What is the word saying about it? About the correction. Now, I'm not saying you're going in anger. Or, you know, you're not going in anger. You love them, so you correct them. You started the correction first, so where the correction? Then the board of correction. You know, but you have to, you know, look, it didn't kill me. Kept me from out of the city jail. That I don't even know where it is. And five other brothers, glory to God. Not bragging, not boasting, but the prayers of the family, prayers of the grandparents, and the correction there. Now we got our share of correction. Oh yeah. I'm not gonna sit here and sugarcoat. No, we got, but I know certain things now you can't do the way you used to do. You know, because it was you do this or else. You will do what I say do. You know, all that's all they had to say. And okay, I'm going, you know. You know, you had chores to do. Today, chores. And you get an allowance and no chores? It don't make sense. It doesn't make sense. You can't take out the trash and you don't have to hang out clothes anymore. You got dryer. We had to hang out the clothes. And my mother said, do it before 12 o'clock noon because she know if you wait after that, they weren't dry properly. And she would take her pocketbook and she would feel those clothes on the line just like this. If she got home, if you didn't do what she said do, she knew it. You didn't have to say nothing. And she would start to work on you. But I'm telling you, that built some work ethics, though. It built work ethics in you. When they tell you to do something, do it right. My father raised a garden, and he worked also. He come home. He said, look, y'all get the beans in before the sun get up too high. You know, he go back, tap your leg. You know, summertime like this, I want to go play ball. He come back, tap. Now, he tap you twice. Okay, come on, get up there before it get too hot. And you still laying in the bed. Oh, you stretching. You know how you do your child. Man, he come back that third time, snatch that cover off you. Yeah, well, and ain't no garment of praise going to save you that day once he come back the third time. So I'm just saying, you know, when he said something, we took the word of authority in the household. And now you don't have authority in your household? You let Satan run rampant? Come on, man, something is wrong. Mama called back, did you feed those children lunch? Call back from work. And you know, the menu was bologna and spaghetti. Kool-Aid, you know? Man, that was the menu for the summertime. Iceberg lettuce, you know? Now you got romaine lettuce and all this stuff. And you don't want to feed the children. What? You leave the older ones in charge and you got to do? Man, I'm going to tell you. And, you know, 4th of July would come around, so mama would buy you a nice outfit. You might have a T-shirt on with some shorts. And if you don't do like she said do, then, see, after you get a little size on you, so to speak, they know how to get you. No, you didn't do like I tell you to do. You're not going. You know, different things like that. You know, there's no perfect, don't get me wrong, there's no perfect manual for raising children, but from the word of God. And everybody have their little things, but listen, I'm telling you, we have to take authority in the name of Jesus. That's the only way. That's the only way. And Satan is wreaking havoc because they got him sitting here talking about the gun. No. The devil is behind these people, these children, doing all this mess. We got to see who the real enemy is. Definitely in the spirit. And it's not from God. So when are we going to preach the gospel? When are we going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who are lost? Because if we don't, saints of God, we're going to continue to see these things happening over and over and over again. Romans Let me get myself straight here. Let's go to the book of Romans here. And okay, verse 16, here we go. Romans 1 and 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jews first and also for the Greek. Paul and Silas, they were not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. Saints of God, we shouldn't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Or what's about to talk? It is the power of God until salvation. Well, maybe salvation is not for you today. One plant, one water, God give the increase. But we can't be ashamed of the gospel. Well, I don't believe that, Bible. That's just a fairy tale. Well, you keep on saying that. Keep on believing that. But I know he's King of Kings. I know what the word says about it. He's a living word. But I'm not going to sit back and take back. Because I know too much about him. You can't make me doubt him now. Even though people don't have to make us doubt, because we can doubt in our own ways. Because not believing. Or we get off in our murmuring or complaining. Or whining. So it's like then we enter into, we're not believing, we're not trusting God. But we just get right back in line. We don't have to stay over there. You know, we don't have to stay over there. You know, you take your car in and they give you this report and they can tell you where your tires are off at, where in the back or the front. Now, all we got to do is take an alignment of our life and see where my life is off at. Maybe he'd be over prayer, maybe singing, maybe fasting, maybe speaking the word, maybe walking in love. We just get back in line. Get that alignment going back in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you. You alone are worthy to be praised. God, help us in the times that we're living in, oh Lord. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit abiding on the inside of us. And I thank you because you live, we can live, and we can face tomorrow, and all fear is gone. All because you live, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord God. We thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do. Lord, I pray for that the word have fallen on good ground will bring forth fruit in due season in the name of Jesus. Help us to live this life, to walk this life, oh God, without fear or any trembling, oh God, because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. We thank you that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Your King Emmanuel, your God with us. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, we're going to continue the service.